Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya.
Let's see, what day is today, Thursday?
Oh, let's get a hold of Kyle. I promised him I would call. Kyle from a company that used to advertise in the show. I think he's actually at home today. Taking care of his kid. His kid's under the weather or something like that. Eric Zane. Hello, Eric Zane.
Eric Zane.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, hello, sir.
How are you, buddy?
Oh, you know, just living life.
So your kid's under the weather?
Yeah, kid's under the weather, yeah. And then, yeah, we had to put a dog down yesterday. So it's been wild, dude.
Yeah, that's like the worst thing ever.
Yeah, I know, dude.
Yeah, now, because you have to make that tough decision when the dog's like appears to be uncomfortable or something like that, you know?
Yeah, you know, and he had bad legs and kept falling down the stairs and stuff. So we're like, dang, dude.
I dread that, you know? Yeah,
it was dreadful, dude.
That's why you love them up nonstop when they're with you, because the time is short.
Yeah, that's true.
Were you like with the pooch, or did you just say, "All right, here you go, smell you later"?
No, yeah, we did this thing where they like come to your house and do it.
Oh God!
So yeah, it was much better, nicer than, because when I was a kid, we had to put one of our dogs down. We had to like go to the vet, and it was like, oh, you know, vet like.
Yeah.
And so we're like, this is better.
At my vet, they've got like this one room that you don't want to be in. It's like the sad room. And you go in there and they got like candles and shit. And then, you know, that's a new level of crying, by the way. When puppy dog goes down, that's a new level. I'm gonna probably make you cry and make myself cry, god damn it. That's a new fucking level of sadness. It's like, Jesus Christ, god damn it. But we went ahead and had all our puppies and cats, they're like cremated and they're put in like an urn.
Yeah, I think honestly that's what we're doing too.
Yeah, there's a great place called Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, dang, dude. Yes. That's an intense name.
Sleepy Hollow Pet Cemetery. They do all that for you, and then you put like their name on the urn, and it's fucking sweet. I got a whole collection of them.
Well, hell yeah.
Yeah, they're like, you know, some people have like Funko Pops or Star Wars shit. I've got like dead dogs on the shelf.
Straight up, Sleepy Hollow, baby, making dreams come true.
All right, so here we go. You know, tonight is the opener for the preseason for the Lions, Kyle.
Oh, dude, it's been so long, and this is going to be good because I got my birthday? Blue got me like one of the new Lions jerseys. So with my name on the back too, which I thought was kind of a ridiculous spend, but whatever, it was for my birthday, so I'll take it. But see, I'm going to be wearing that every game, baby.
Yeah, I got a jersey too, which is something. I don't wear it in public. I only wear it when I'm watching the game.
Yeah, heck yeah. You mean like you got a new this year or like you've had it?
I had it, and it's autographed by my favorite player ever. He's an older player that not a lot of people have heard of, named Billy Sims.
Oh, I know Billy Sims, baby.
Yeah, he's my favorite football player ever.
And, what the funny thing is so he was my dad's favorite football player too. But when I was born in 89. So like when I was like coming up in football, I was all Barry Sanders. Right. So then like my dad was like trying to convince me like when I was like seven that he was like, no. Before Barry, there was Billy Sims. And
right.
We were trying to like talk up Billy Sims. But I was like a huge Barry Sanders fan. So I was like, no, I was like, fuck Billy Sims.
Yeah,
well, I was seven, so I wasn't saying that. But, I was so anti Billy Sims. And then like my dad showed me like highlights and all that type of stuff. And I was like, all right. Okay, I'll give it to you. Yeah, he was pretty freaking cool, but he's no Barry. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then my dad's like, no. Billy Sims, he was the original dude, baby. So, yeah, I like Billy Sims.
They both were spectacular. I remember Sanders used to infuriate me because sometimes he'd go, like, a whole game without getting 1 yard.
he was a little wild, I will admit.
But nevertheless, you're right. I mean, a lot of people look at him as the greatest, so... I don't know. I don't even know if I'll watch any of it because it's a stupid preseason game and I got better things to do, but goddamn, we're getting ready. Going to strap it on. Let's do this.
Let's strap it on. Hey, I'm just trying to like remember like a mid sentence. Didn't Billy Sims fucking kick a guy one time?
Yeah, he did. He did. He was running the ball and then he leapt in the air. He leaped. I don't know if I say leapt or leaped.
I don't even know either.
And then,
they both sound good.
Yeah, he did a karate kick and hit this guy right in the face.
Yeah, heck yeah. I was just remembering that. That was pretty awesome. That's one in the win column for Billy Sims over Barry Sanders.
Jeremy kind of illustrates Sanders. He would go 55 minutes of the game with minus 1 yard. And then by the end of the game, he'd finish with like 160.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Paul says, good. Yay, he's back. Good to hear from you again, Kyle. Well, you were here a few weeks ago when we were talking about Cliff.
Yeah, yep. And then did you say like last week you had like bad service or something?
Last week, what the hell happened? 2 weeks ago,
last week you called me late. That's right.
Yeah, and 2 weeks
and
ago,
week
I was up north.
That was bad service.
Yeah, I was up north.
So it has been a while. That is true.
Yeah, it was 3 weeks ago today. So is that your little guy, Jameson, there?
Yeah, you can hear him.
How old is he?
Yeah, let's get these three. Say hi, Eric Zane.
Hi.
Say hi, Eric Zane.
Hi, Eric Zane.
Hi, Jameson. Hello, how are you?
Good.
Really? Are you a good boy?
Yeah.
Do you love Daddy?
Yeah.
Daddy's great, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Say, that is the coolest dude you ever met.
Daddy's the coolest dude you ever met.
Okay, give him a big hug. All right.
Yeah, heck yeah. He loves giving hugs.
I wanted to say a swear word, but I figured that'd be too, people would turn on me.
to be honest with you, the kid himself has a potty mouth, so he probably would have just threw it right back at you.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck yeah, man.
Yeah, but you can't like tell him to say it. I mean, that would be a bad look if you said, Jameson, tell everybody to go fuck themselves. That wouldn't be good. That wouldn't be good.
I think you get arrested for that these days.
Yeah, you never know. You never know, man. Are you looking forward to downtown? They're going to have like a soccer stadium and an amphitheater and an aquarium.
I keep hearing all the freaking like radio advertisements for it, you know, of like the AI lady that's like, the economic impact is expected to be $700 million or like whatever it is. It is pretty cool if like they're going to like tax like residents of hotels or whatever there is trying to pay for it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the idea is it's privately funded and it's funded by when people visit Grand Rapids. If your hotel room costs $100, now it's going to cost you $115 or whatever. So that supposedly is going to pay for this, which, yeah, all right. That sounds good to me. I guess that passed. So that's pretty cool. I like the idea of soccer stadium and amphitheater. Go see some concerts.
Amphitheater, I'm definitely more pumped about. Soccer, I could care less about. I mean, like, who even knows? You know?
Yeah, it's something fun to do. And my pal Chris here, he's involved in soccer, who's in the chat. That could be fucking great.
I just don't know like enough about, we'll call it like the league logistics of like soccer or MLS or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, so I figure it's not going to be like a major league team. So it's like, how good are minor league teams? You know, I just don't know like enough about it.
Yeah. I think it would be similar to the skill level that you might see comparatively with the Griffins or the Grand Rapids Gold, you know, definitely not the major leagues, but I mean, it's a fucking middle-sized town, so it makes sense.
The reason I wonder about it is because, like, I don't know, I went to, maybe two Whitecaps games this year, just, like, by chance, and, like, I don't like baseball enough to, like, withstand the weather conditions, you know what I mean? So like, I also like, if it's hot outside, I'm like, get me out of here, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
So
you
like,
can't,
I'm not gonna be the same for like, if I was at a soccer game and it was like even like a little bit hot, I'm like, let's get out of here, dude. You know what I mean?
Exactly. There's only one way that I'm gonna sit and watch every minute of a soccer game, and that is if I am the PA announcer and they're paying me to talk. That is the only way I'm gonna watch goddamn soccer.
Unless they just got like people coming around just licking your genitals for free. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, but yeah, you know, I'm kind of with you on that, but I can't, because I can't sit still for anything. It's getting worse. You know, it really is.
Yeah, I know. Like, I joined for no reason other than I'm just a masochist, I guess. I joined like this NFC North trash talk group on Facebook where like all these people just trash talk. It's like meant to be kind of ridiculous or whatever. I forgot what I was trying to say.
Oh, again. No.
I was going to say something before that, and then now I'm merging the two in my head. Now I don't know where to go with that. But either way, I guess it's wild. Or no, that's what I was going to say. Okay, I'm back. So people, like Packers fans in there are like, yeah, like all the other NFC teams are dumb because they play inside or whatever. And I think the Bears, I don't know what the Bears play, but yeah, anyways, like just trashed everybody. I'm like, I would much rather be in a dome, dude. Cause like, if you have to watch football like outside and it's very hot or any sport, dude, it's just like, it's just too much.
Yeah. Outside of cold.
In college, I went to a Michigan game at the big house, and it was like 200 degrees that day. And I thought we were all going to perish.
Yeah, you can't like sit in the sun. I mean, that's fucking madness. Fuck you. I you couldn't pay me enough to be there. Chris writes, hey, Kyle. He writes, I went and saw the Maine in Chicago a few weeks ago. I remember you saying you or Blue liked them. That's my 10th time seeing them.
Yeah. Me and ask him or he can hear me. Where'd you see that? We went to me and Cliff went to the House of Blues. That was like last November and saw him. But yeah, the Maine's a pretty good band, dude. And I'm not even like from that era. I'm more of like a classic rock dude. But I can get down with that, some of that stuff.
I'm gonna look them up and see what you guys like, because I'm anxious to find out.
Yeah, it's like, Cliff got really into them in like the mid 2000s. So they're just like, kind of like an alternative-y rock band. I was never into it back then because I'm like, no. This is just like a cheap take on like classic rock. Like they're trying to do classic rock, but they can't pull it off. That's what I used to think about it. But like, it's just a different type of genre of rock and roll, really.
You would probably like Q100, the station up north that I'm on, just because it's all types of rock, old, new.
Yeah. You know what? I've tried to freaking look it up. Well, obviously, like, I can't like get the radio station down here or whatever. But I tried like looking it up, and I could not figure out like how to access it. You know?
Okay, I'll send you the link for the app.
Yeah. You said it was an app, and I think I tried looking it up or something. Yep. I could not figure it out.
I'll send it to you. It's in the App Store. You search Q100 Michigan, but you're a Android guy, aren't you?
Yeah, that is true.
Okay, I'll send it to you. I don't know what would it be, Google Play? Is that what it is that you have to buy get apps on?
Yeah.
All right, maybe it's not on Google Play. I don't know. I'll check it. You know, it is. it's Hill Jack. You know, it's old. It's way up north. It's north of the Hard Living Line. Have you ever heard my take on the Hard Living Line?
No, but I mean, I think I could already pick up on what you're putting down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Yeah. There's a road in Michigan. It's called US 10. And if you're north of 10, you are on the other side of the Hard Living Line. That means you're kind of fucked up and probably broke. So that's what the Hard Living Line is.
Yeah, you know, there's an alternative take on the Hard Living Line, which is, for me, is like when you get up into like the northish or like countryish areas like that.
Yeah,
and there's like the crackhead bum people that like have like a trailer, but they also have like the most junk you've ever seen in your life.
Right.
Like there's some sort of tipping point in society where like the reason they have so much junk is because there's no junk removal or like dumpster companies up there because there's not enough people. But at some point, there's going to be enough people somewhere in the geography where like you can put a company there to get that stuff out of there.
Right.
And then they become like just a little less crackheady, dude.
Well, you might actually, that might be an untapped market.
Oh, for sure.
So, but there, if you just have an offshoot company and you can call it like Trump Freedom Dumpsters, people would, they would fucking do that. Trump tells you to clean up your shit. Get a Trump dumpster today. And then they would. They would do it.
It's kind of a sick business model, actually, because then I could probably like rent them out for like $1,000 or so because of the name. You
right.
Know what I
you
mean?
Can like triple the price and they'll give you like 3 years worth of wages just to get the Trump dumpster.
You know, it's funny. Cliff, like as like, he like called himself a Trumper and like a Republican and stuff, but like he was not really into it. He was just like to be that character. But either which way, his wife was telling us about, I think he bought like some Trump cigars, like whenever those came out. I'm not even sure when those came out, but I'm pretty sure they were like very expensive.
Okay.
I'm just like, what the heck, dude?
Oh yeah. People get raped on the Trump deal. You could call it Trumper Dumpers or Trumpster Dumpsters.
I'm liking this. Look at you. You're full of ideas today, dude.
Trumpster dumpster divers. Trumpster dumpster divers or Trumper dumper divers.
Yeah, and then the sizes that we have are just huge. That's it.
Right. Everything is huge. Or you can or you can shape them like Trump's cock. And then you can get a big, massive, and biggest of all time. And then, they just get the dumpsters. Yeah. This is fucking great.
This is great. Like there should be there is, I guess, like a section of the economy that's like novelty, I guess you'd say, but like, yeah, like novelty, but like services, but like, it's like a service that's like kind of a joke, but like is also, you will still get the service, you know?
I love that. I love the whole thing. Verbal patent for easy Trumper dumpers.
EC Trumper Dumpers, baby.
Okay. Do you want to wrap up with anything else on your mind that's going on that you'd like to share? I know I'd like to think that these little conversations get your mind off of all the stressful things that have been going on in your life. So is there anything else on your mind?
Yeah, I will say, so one of the things I was going to mention is I cracked the joke. So we had to bring J-Mo to the doctor yesterday. just because he wasn't feeling good. So he got a cough, like we're pretty sure from his cousin. But then he contracted pink eye. The doctor said these kids, like when they get like these certain viral things going on, they can get pink eye from it. But then I told the doctor, and she didn't think it was as funny as I did, because you know how they are. But what he will also do from time to time is like, and you got to be paying attention, is he would just like rip off his pants and undies and then just be like, butt balls and dick hanging out,
Okay.
And he will just like, so the other day he like did that like so freaking quick and then bent over and like spread his cheeks and like ripped a fart, right? Ripped a huge fart. And then I'm like, frick, I gotta wash his hands now, So I like start chasing him, but he's like running, So I couldn't get to him very fast. And so I told the doctor, I was like, it could be like the viral thing, but also like he likes to just grab his butt and freaking fart on his hands. And she was just looking at me like, where's his mother? Like, why is his mother not here? This is an appointment. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, I think I don't know if his own farts would give him conjunctivitis, but
yeah, I'm not sure. I just know from poop particles can do it, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe he's tossing somebody's salad or something.
Yeah, just when me and mommy are looking, he's just tossing salads.
All right, well, good luck with that. I know how it is when kids are sick. It's a real pain. So I hope he feels better soon.
Yeah, actually he's pretty freaking chipper actually for being sick. So I'm staying home with him today, but it's like one of the good days where he's not like being miserable. So it's pretty cool so far.
All right. Take care. And I'll talk to you, God willing, next week.
All right. Love you guys.
Actually, I take it back. I'm not going to be here Thursday and Friday.
Okay. Well, hey, that's good to know up front.
Yeah. It's a rare moment where I'm letting you know up front.
Yeah, I'm all about it, baby.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, love you guys. Deuces.
Love you, too. That's Kyle from Trumper Dumpers. Fuck yes. That's a great idea. That is a keeper. So next week, I'm podcasting to Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I will be podcasting. Thursday and Friday, on the free platform, you will get 2 days worth of Patreon shows that you have not had before. So it's stuff you've not heard before unless you're on Patreon. Okay. It's not like there's 5,000 of you on Patreon. So I will have Patreon shows, something to check out. And then on Patreon, I'll have the next 2 episodes of something to listen to while I'm away. Old shows from a bygone era that I've gotten a lot of great feedback about. So that is yet another fine reason to sign up for Patreon next week. And that we have a number of those shows available. Something to listen to while I'm away. Full shows from way back in the day. I believe it's March of 2012 where we are right now. And I've got just a ton of those at my disposal. Thank you to Aram for providing those shows on his long, extensive library of stuff from the past. So I'm very, very fortunate to have that. All right. You know what I haven't done? And that is really any sponsorship mentions. If you ever want to say hello, reach out to me on the Shoreliners Striping inbox, shorelinersstriping.com, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Thank you to them. 616-532-6600. The place to get your car, EV, hybrid repaired. If there's anything that goes wrong, there's only one place to take it. I know this, pardon me, because all of the dealers take the cars that they're just struggling with to Irvine's. The customer doesn't know that. Yeah, it's going to be here a couple extra days, Joe Blow dealership says, as the car is at Irvine's, let the techs there can service it. They are the best. 616-532-6600. Eric, the owner / Megan's dad, is also a beekeeper now. I just learned that yesterday. He started a new business and hobby, where he gets beehives. And then let's say the locals need the bees to pollinate their crops. He gives his bees out like to loan and makes money off the bee loan. What? Anyway, Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, 616-532-6600. We're talking life insurance, Frank Fuss. We're talking health insurance, Frank Fuss. If you are in between jobs, you know how like you lose one job and they say, all right, yes, see you later. We don't need you anymore. Here's the information you need to get your COBRA. What is that? Well, that stands for something. Doesn't matter. And you go, all right, yeah, I want to keep my insurance benefits going while I look for a new job with the COBRA. Then you sign up for it, and it's going to cost you like $3,000 a month. Rip it up. You don't need that. Times have changed. You get your insurance on healthcare.gov. Frank Fuss can help you with that every step of the way. So if you're in between jobs or your employer does not offer insurance, or maybe you're self-employed like me, you got to get it from the marketplace, Obamacare. Anybody can do that. They can go themselves and go to healthcare.gov and take care of that. But why? Have Frank do it for you for free. You reach out to him at buyinsurancehere.com. Say, yeah, this is who I am. This is where you reach me. I heard about you on Zane's show. He reaches out to you. Say, yeah, I need health insurance. Okay. He spends about 10 minutes talking to you, getting some information from you. Click, click, mouse, mouse, jiggle, jiggle. And the next thing you know, he says, all right, I've got you in on an insurance policy with this carrier. It's going to cost you this amount of money per month. Why so low? And then he's going to say, because you're dealing with me. The government takes care of most of the premium for you, as long as you keep your earning below a certain threshold. If you go over it, you got to pay that back. So this is a tax-supported subsidy to anybody who needs life insurance. Pardon me, health insurance. Go to buyinsurancehere.com today. This is another reason why we don't want Trump to win, because it's going to fuck up the healthcare system. When it comes to buying a house, buy now, refinance later. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505 from anywhere in the U.S. 231-332-6505. Mario can get you into your mortgage. And then in a couple of years, the rates will be significantly lower. You get a refi. But get into your house now. And don't start looking for the house until you get pre-approved. And the amount that you get pre-approved for, probably a good idea to look for houses that are about, I don't know, $50,000 less. Because there's going to be a bidding war. That's the way the market is. That's what happened with Jackie and Justin. They had a... approved for, and then they looked at a house. They did just what I was telling you. And then they had their realtor that there's several people bidding on the house. If anyone else's bid comes in, Jackie and Justin's would immediately go up by $5,000. $5,000. And this happened several times. And finally, right at the end of it, everybody got out of the bidding, and Jackie and Justin were the last ones standing. They owe it all to Mario. 231-332-6505. Now, that was the realtor doing that, but the mortgage was put in place by the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Thank you to them. Amy says, go see Megan's new long blonde hair. Stunning. Absolutely stunning. Irvine's Auto Repair and Bee Rental, as I'm understanding it. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Jeremy is talking about, he's referencing the old clips on something to listen to while we're away. We used to have these high water moments, unforgettable show moments that have become part of the lore. They only existed when I was there. I mean, let's be honest. After I left, what moments on the show went down that were eternally memorable? None. Okay? We got ourselves into capers. And it wasn't necessarily the people involved. It was the creative things that we came up with that were fun to do. 15-second fight. All the stunts that we came up with. The execution of the stunts. The sweater beat up was just a random moment that happened, but it was epic. The fact that sweater beat up and 15-second fight happened on the same day's broadcast is remarkable. So true. Nowadays, there's nothing memorable about any show, period. The only thing memorable about any Freebird and Hot Wings show now is when there's drama. Which, by the way, I predict more drama on the way. I don't know how long, maybe a year, maybe less. But it's going to be something dramatic. And there's a reason why I'm not saying anything else about it to expand on the prediction. But I can't. But I predict some real drama, perhaps even legal drama, is going to take place. August 8th, 2024. I can see it coming a mile away. Someone on that show is going to be in legal trouble. that could involve a mugshot. As I talk more, I reveal more. Jeremy says there was one moment post Zane that was memorable. That's it. One. Jeremy is a convert. What was it? Aram says grown men doing 15 second fight in a radio studio was so absurd. Brand Joe 45. Welcome to you. Says newbie here. Popping in to mention your story of your brother's hot zester fart making him throw up in the van is an all-time fave. Well, funny you should mention that because he lives with me now. The one who puked on his pants, Kevin, he's known as the NFK. Why he's known as the NFK is a long story, but it's true. Yeah, he lives with me now. That was a work in progress, or it is a work in progress. The memorable moment was Shamokin Dunkin' Donuts fire. So, but that was just a news story that they joked about, right? They were telling jokes while they were watching a news story. Was there anything more than that? Was there any type of caper involved or adventure, or was it just jokes set to a video on TV? Bob says, but they didn't create that. It was funny because of the story. To me, I think the peak Free Beer and Hot Wings moments were a few specific things. We convinced Joe to go to Pamplona for the running of the bulls, Joe and Steve. That was a gigantic story arc filled with numerous phone calls while he was actually running with the bulls. Think about that. The video that went along with that. They would then, after the event, they would go edit the video and post it from Spain. That was incredible. The day it was Lindsay Lohan was going through her legal trouble. And we came up with the idea of sending Joe on an adventure to California. And we didn't have a vehicle to do it. So we just threw it out there and somebody donated a vehicle, some shitty dealership. And then someone else donated a paint job. So it said Lindsay Lohan Freedom. It was painted like the Mystery Machine, Lindsay Lohan Freedom Machine. And then he took off with some dude from one of the affiliate stations and then picked up the viral video sensation Bear, double rainbow guy. Like, because that story broke. We got a hold of him. We figured out where he was. Joe picked him up on the way to Los Angeles. And then Joe describing how intense his BO was. That guy Bear, he's dead now. And then Joe drove all the way to either Jimmy Kimmel or some fucking show in Burbank and dropped the fucker off to do that show. Joe was the ride. And then the fucking Freedom Machine shows up on Fox News with Joe holding the goddamn sign as Lindsay Lohan comes out. It was fucking incredible. Oh. And then when we sent him for the royal wedding, when William got married, Dan says one of his faves was cutting the ribbon on the grand opening of the new bridge somewhere. We got bits that were funny post-EZ. Joe made a prank phone call in Bane voice to a cheese company. The show, I guess was Tosh.0. Yeah. So there was probably a few moments that were funny moments, but nothing of epic magnitude like we used to do. We used to go really, really deep on coming up with something that had a many layered segment. Jeremy says, I remember hearing a stunt once, the blow-up doll in the mattress store. Okay. So that became like one that we couldn't replay because the guy who ran the mattress store was so goddamn pissed off. And I'll never forget, we had to go and apologize. So we're all standing there in this asshole store. And we're trying not to laugh. And we're all there. We all had this face because we were actually biting our lips. And this guy, I'll never forget it. He was like, do you know how you have hurt Big Mattress? You have hurt the mattress industry by doing this. I mean, the guy was so goddamn serious. And then our boss, Phil Catlett, was there. And he was trying to smooth this over. And I can't tell if it was, I don't remember if it was this one or another one. I think because it was one time he got so, my boss, Phil, he got beat up several times during the course of this apology tour. And finally he said, look, I don't know what to fucking tell you anymore. We already said, sorry, if you don't like it, fuck you. He didn't say it quite like that. He would never say that. But yeah, it was one of the many moments where, we would see back then, if we got in trouble, it was cool. Phil would fucking fix it. He'd say, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. And then that all ended when he left. Because then you got a new guy there, and it was a new ownership company, and Kosan was involved, and he's the devil. And so then we started getting in trouble, and then we, you know, the stupidest things would turn into meetings. And then the next thing you know, uh-oh, here come the suspensions. Here comes the no pay. Uh-oh, it's coming. Aram says, the fundamental problem, I think, is that the two remaining owners of the company are the most boring. When Zane was an owner, it raised the craziness level. Joe was just an employee, so he didn't have the pull to keep things going on after Zane left. Yeah, those guys got scared. After I got shit canned, they're like, oh, fuck, we don't know what to do now. We're just going to do raindrop names segments. The cow part gauntlet. We had like 50 people, 25 on a side, that got all of the leftover shit when you butcher a cow. And they have buckets of cow parts. And Joe has to run through the gauntlet, and they're throwing hearts and hooves and cocks and balls and scrotums and faces. They're throwing fucking faces of cows at Joe as he's fucking, they're bouncing off. He's like, oh my God. It's incredible. Holy shit. Sounds so ridiculous. It's ridiculous to even talk about. All right. That's enough. That's enough memory lane. It's always fun. I like talking about it. It's great, but it's true. That was those were the golden years. Coming up on Patreon today. Just when you thought you weren't going to hear anything more about that sub that went down, that submersible, to go see the Titanic and it blew up, there is an update. And in that update, I'm going to show you a video. I've showed it before, but some of you may not have seen it. The animation implosion of what happened to the Ocean Gate submersible. And talk about, this is the type of video that if you blink, you'll miss what happened. if you are a family member of any one of those or a friend of any of those that passed away, you're like, oh, that's a, that was that quick? Oh, you're gonna, I mean, talk about very little, well, or no pain whatsoever. And J-Lo is furious. I had forgotten this, but I guess those two are on the way out. J-Lo and Ben Affleck. She might be one of the prettiest. She might have one of the prettiest faces I've ever seen in my entire life. This is her when she got married not that long ago. They had two weddings in 2022. Look at her face. However, I'm pretty confident that she is a pain in the ass. And I will take, I mean, if you have a woman that looks that good and she's a pain in the ass, it's going to end. It's going to wear out. You're going to be like, okay, I don't care anymore. And I think that's what's going on here. I think she is a massive pain in the ass, J-Lo. I think most women that look that good are pains in the asses. You can't have it both ways. The less they look like J-Lo, the less of a pain in the ass they are. Those are the women you want. If you want true happiness, you marry the woman who got mauled by a pit bull. If you can just look past her face, you can have eternal happiness forever. Corey insults the women in our chat with, then what's the women in this chat's excuse? You see, it's those types of attacks. Yes, it's funny. Now, I don't think the women in the chat here are going to take that too personally because they consider the source. You're a jackass. I think there can be only one person in the chat who responds in a historically overreactive way. Now, I want you to know I'm Team Kenny on this. All right? Corey and Kenny are oil and water. And the last time this went down, it was definitely Corey sensing that Kenny was getting angry, and then it just kept on. That is the quickest way to get someone like Corey, who is like me, to continue this because he's entertained by your rage. So that's typically what happens. Now, that's what that is. That is my playbook. Okay? That is from my playbook. He says, I smelled blood in the water. Yes. I cannot fault anybody who smells the blood in the water. The smell of the blood in the water makes the shark go crazy. I get it. I get it. Maze in Blue 27 says Ben Affleck just needs and wants a drink. Kenny says, well, her face is covered in makeup, so yeah, referring to J-Lo. I know it, but great makeup. She looks awesome. Before we get to the asshole of the day, Joe Martinez from A&E Heating and Cooling reminds you that if you have any issues with your AC, or in the future, your furnace, he's who you want to call. 616-516-8579. That's 616-516-8579. Or just search A&E Heating and Cooling in West Michigan. And there he is. If you need a brand new furnace setup, go ahead and get three estimates. Get two and then call Joe and compare how he is. Now, if by the off chance the other guys have a lower price, say to him, why is this cheaper? And show him. And even though you'll see that the other guy is cheaper, occasionally, I'm not going to lie to you, totally transparent, you'll end up giving your business to Joe because he's going to explain to you what they're where they're cutting the corners. A&E Heating and Cooling. And the price that they quote you is what you'll pay. 616-516-8579, a stalwart in the heating and cooling repair and service industry. There's racing Saturday at Berlin. I will be there. I'd love to see you there. BerlinRaceway.com is their website. Go there and get your $14 ticket. 15 and under, free. Parking, free. Cooler with all your goodies inside. Snacks for the kids and you. And soft drinks. There. I hope you bring Faygo in a plastic bottle. Can't go wrong with that. No booze, no glass. BerlinRaceway.com, Racing Saturday. I will see you there. All right, let's get into the asshole of the day today. Does anyone have any suggestions?
Oops. Hang on.
Yesterday it was the Watonga, those two Watonga, Oklahoma cops. God, that was bad. You know what I should do? I should try calling those cops again. Yeah, let's try that before we do anything here. I should have it saved yesterday. Watonga, Oklahoma. Oh, yeah. Okay. Can you imagine if there's an emergency in this town?
You have reached a voicemail box. Start recording at the tone. When finished, press the pound.
You gotta be kidding me. One more try.
You have reached Watonga City Hall. We are currently experiencing significantly higher than normal call volume. Please press 7 to leave us a voicemail, and we will get back with you as soon as possible. Thank you, and have a great day.
Okay, I think we keep trying to do this. Eventually, the heat's going to die down. You know? Today's Asshole of the Day brought to you by TC Paintball. Based on the story out of Austria, the Taylor Swift story, that the dudes wanted to kill everybody at the Taylor Swift concert. The Young ISIS members. Sounds like a band. You are the assholes of the day. Congrats. You've won an award for your efforts. As an audience, you were again outstanding. I appreciate you so much. Even Corey. This thing just got blurry. I will talk to you on the Patreon. Check it out for free. 7 days, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Until then, have a good one. Bye-bye.